was cracking. Big dogs. There was something I knew I needed to do right before this, and I have this underlying tingling sense of anxiety inside of me right now because I feel like I did something wrong. I'm not sure what it was that I did, but I know probably halfway through this live stream, I'm going to be like, ah, fuck, that's what I needed to do. So I'm going to panic for the next 30 minutes or so. But I'm also going to get attacked by your questions because it is Q'n Assault Saturday. Every Saturday, we go live with our beautiful, beautiful Patreons, patreon.com/BDGE. We'll get you access to this Q'n Assault. You guys can ask me anything you want. Fantasy football, dynasty, life, margarita, monster. Here's another perk of becoming a Patreon member. You get into our Discord. In our Discord, you're allowed to join Big Dog Startup Leagues. You know what? I cut out two Dynasty Leagues I was in last year. So I figured, let's re-up. Let's re-up. We depleted our stash. And I think it's time that we get back in the game. I've been getting the itch, right? We've been doing rookie and dynasty analysis for like 4 months now. I said, I want to get into a motherfucking startup. So let's do a startup. We started one 2 days ago. And we started another one last night at midnight, which just went off the fucking rails. And we're going to go over them today before we start answering any questions out there. So I'd like to say hello to the faithful in the chat. We got Zach. Was good, homie. Mr. Cali Dog, I'm surprised to see you up this early. I know you're pickled and in fetal position. Sexy Pats looking extra not sexy today. What you slurping on? Your mother's titty juice. Let's bring up the draft boards. Let's talk about some of these dynasty startups that we're in right now. We could start with this one. Yeah, here we go. We'll start with Fade the Fetal. That ain't the right fucking screen. We're going to start with Fade the Fetal. And this is the draft board right now. Now, being the sharp that I am, I drew the 101. This is a dynasty startup. Let me give context behind it. This is a dynasty startup, 12 teams, and the scoring is a little bit unique. So, it's half PPR for running backs. It is full PPR for wide receivers. It is 1.5 PPR for tight ends. Okay? So, that evens out the positions a little bit. We also start three wide receivers instead of two, which makes them a little bit more valuable because typically the reason that running backs are more valuable, wide receivers are less valuable is because the positional scarcity at running back is very, very high. So you want to get your running backs, especially the top end ones, because there's not a lot of them to go around. So when you start to up the starting positions, especially at wide receiver, the positional scarcity starts to pick up towards the running back. It's not anywhere close to it because there are so many fucking wide receivers that you can put into your starting lineup at any given week. That won't do it, right? Maybe if we started four wide receivers, it would actually do something. But at this rate, nothing yet. But boosting it up to full PPR makes them a little bit more valuable, et cetera, et cetera. Tight ends at 1.5 PPR, 0.2 per carry. Okay, so that boosts up not pass-catching running backs, but the workhorse backs. So there's a lot going on here. 6 point per passing touchdown, minus 3 point per interception, and it is super flex, obviously. Starting two flexes, starting three wide receivers, two running backs, one tight end. Obviously, you can flex a tight end if you want. It is 1.5 PPR. So I drew the 101. Now I'm sitting at the 101. I could obviously take Patrick Mahomes. Would be the easy pick. No looking bike. And then you're sitting there with your QB1 for the next 8 years. However, I do think super flex quarterbacks are a little bit overvalued right now. And that's not to say Mahomes is overvalued, but while they do have the positional scarcity of running backs, while there's only 32 starting running backs or 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, the worst starting quarterback is probably going to put you up, you know, okay, let's not say the worst because there are some really fucking bad quarterbacks out there. But let's say like the 28th ranked quarterback is still going to put you up about 14 to 15 fantasy points per game. So even at the worst level, the drop off from quarterback one down to quarterback 27, the point per game drop off is noticeable, obviously, but not massive. When it comes to running backs, because you need to start two of them, there's only like realistically 25 to 28 starting running backs, okay? And let's say both of those positions have the same scarcity, right? There's just about this many starting quarterbacks, this many starting running backs, and they're around the same. I know there's a few more starting running backs, but they all kind of stink once you get to like the 30 to 35 range. Same positional scarcity. The big reason why I still like running backs above quarterbacks, even in Superflex, we're talking about Dynasty, we're talking about Redraft, doesn't matter, is that the high-end point over replacement value is still much higher on the running back spectrum, okay? So Patrick Mahomes is not scoring 14 points per game more than, you know, the quarterback 17, whereas Christian McCaffrey or Saquon Barkley, if he hits a ceiling, is doing that, okay? So I think the positional advantage at running back is still much higher than a quarterback. Do you want to grab two quarterbacks in this situation? Absolutely. I just think this is a rule of thumb that I've been talking about for a few years, and I think people are starting to finally come around to it in super flex leagues. If you're in a one quarterback league, yes, you shoot for upside, right? Because if the quarterback doesn't hit its upside, you could drop him, pick up another quarterback off the waiver wire. Like Daniel Jones has upside this year. If he doesn't work, drop him and pick up, you know, quarterback 22, another rushing upside quarterback that's sitting on the waiver wire. The way I look at it is whatever the last quarterback that you're comfortable starting in a one quarterback league can be the same quarterback in a super flex league. You just need to grab one more quarterback that you are comfortable with above that person in the rankings. Okay, so if you're comfortable with Daniel Jones, quarterback 18, being your one quarterback starter, he could also be your quarterback 2 in Superflex. Just grab someone who's above quarterback 18. So you can pair him with quarterback 11 and quarterback 18. It doesn't mean you need to grab Josh Allen or need to grab Kyler Murray, because quarterback 11 on a points per game basis is not going to be that far off from, you know, fucking Justin Fields or Joe Burrow or whatever. So that was just a little speech I had to give you to preface what I did with the 101. So I took the 101. And I'm like, I can get a nice haul for this. So I moved back from the 101 to the 105. So I moved back four spots in the first round. And in doing that, I picked up a first round pick next year. So a rookie first round pick, a rookie third round pick, obviously the 105. And then I picked up, a 10th round pick here in the startup draft. So it was the 105, a first next year, a third next year, and the 10-8. And, I think it's a pretty even trade, and it depends what I would do at the 105. Again, I wanted to start with a running back. So when I made this trade initially, I genuinely thought C-Mac was going to fall to the 105. I thought it was going to be four running backs or four quarterbacks off the rip, because it's 6-point passing touchdowns and 0.2 per carry. So I thought it was going to be Mahomes, Josh Allen, Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, some combination of those, maybe even Dak Prescott. I thought I was going to have C-Mac at 105. So I didn't love pushing the button on Saquon. I probably should have fielded more offers and seen what I could get from him there. But honestly, I'm more than happy to just throw him as my RB1 for the next like 3-4 years and be fine. And the other thing with Saquon is like Saquon is such a polarizing, such a fucking flashy running back or athlete. Damn, this is going to fucking freeze again. Yo, I really hate Ecamm Live. I don't know what's going on here. Let me see if I could flip to a different camera right quick. I don't know if I want y'all in my bedroom, but I guess y'all can see it like this. Fuck it, we'll go back to the other screen. So, the problem is, let me talk to you like a grown-ass woman. I need to see the screen down here. The problem with this is, what the fuck was I saying? So yeah, Saquon's sitting there. I mean, listen, I'm thinking about Saquon, and he's getting a second contract no matter what. One of the problems with starting to invest in like an aging running back is that we don't know what he's going to do with the second contract. I think everybody can equally agree that Saquon's getting a second contract somewhere in the NFL. So that kind of doesn't worry me at all with Saquon. And we also have to remember, he went from 2,000 yards from scrimmage his rookie year. Like, he'll be back to his main form. Am I a little bit worried about what happens in this upcoming year? Yeah, he might get off to a very slow start. But it starts to make a little bit more sense when you look at what happens for the rest of the draft. So I take Saquon, and then I'm at the 212-3-1. And I'm sitting here, and Jordan's sitting on his fucking ass for 7.5 hours. And I'm like, okay, this is beautiful. If I get to choose who I want, like, I'm going to rip off Trey Lance and Justin Fields, or Trey Lance and Kyle Pitts. Either of those would be completely fine with me. But I wanted Trey Lance bad. Trey Lance was like the guy I wanted at 212. Takes it down to 15 minutes on the fucking slow clock, and then he takes Trey Lance, and everything just goes out the fucking window. And everything just goes out the fucking window. Because maybe, you know, maybe I could compete at the end of the year. Maybe I can go on a playoff run with a guy like Saquon who starts off slow, Trey Lance who's maybe not the starter to begin it, and then everything fucks. I just have a lot more confidence in Trey Lance than I do with Justin Fields, and I wanted him bad, but I had to settle with Justin Fields. And I'm thinking, listen, I'll just build for the future. Most of the time I do Dynasty Startup Drafts, I tend to take players that I can compete with right off the rip, okay? However, I did want to share of Kyle Pitts somewhere. And this is a, if there's going to be a league that I have Kyle Pitts in, 1.5 PPR for tight ends compared to 0.5 for running backs, I'm happy I got him here. But that selection of Kyle Pitts pretty much assures me that I will not be competing for a championship off the rip. So with that in mind, I'm like, okay, easier for me to swallow the Saquon pill, easier for me to swallow the Justin Fields pill. Then I could look towards the future because I already have an extra first round pick now, right? When you're that high up in the first round, I'd almost always suggest trading back because there's going to be someone that gets antsy seeing the flashy names and you can get a future first round pick just for moving back a couple picks. Once Mahomes is off the board, there's really like a tier of six guys that I think. I was debating between Saquon and Justin Herbert. Had I gone Justin Herbert, I'd be sitting here with like no running backs, which would make me a little bit nervous. But at the same time, if I'm just competing for next year, my rookie picks would probably be high, and that's where you get your rookie running backs. You get your running backs, your high-end running backs in the rookie draft, right? I could have got a Breece Hall, or I could have got a, you know, Isaiah Spiller or something like that if I have a top 3-4 pick, which I probably will. So Kyle Pitts at the 3-1, 1.5 PPR tight end. And then you start seeing a little bit of a run of the wide receivers. You saw Justin Jefferson be the first wide receiver off the board here in this league, which was crazy. So Dynasty wide receiver one, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, DK Metcalf. You see Ezekiel Elliott. I thought Zeke was a great pick here at 3-7. He's not a guy that I'm necessarily investing in Dynasty right now, but in 0.2 points per carry, plus the target share that he was getting last year before Dak went down, there's a possibility that in this league format, Zeke is a top two fantasy running back. And that's a difference maker when you're getting him in the third round. You had Clyde, you had J.K. Dobbins. J.K. Dobbins is an interesting case. You'll see a lot of these guys. So you have J.K. Dobbins, you have Austin Eckler. I don't know how much I like those picks because this is a league, again, where volume gets way more love than efficiency because you're getting 0.2 per carry and you're getting 0.5 per reception for the running backs. So basically every time you touch the ball, you're getting some sort of bonus point. And I feel like Dobbins and Eckler are going to be guys who are awesome, but they're also going to be like 12 to 15 touch efficiency awesome. So even a guy like Joe Mixon is a guy that I really like. I have an Excel sheet that I put together that I could probably link down below or send out to you guys if you want it, where it's like custom scoring. You put in whatever scoring that your league does, and you can see the rankings based on last year's stats of players in that league scoring. So a guy like Joe Mixon was actually like RB5 in points per game last year in this format because he was getting 20 touches a game. Or 20 to 23 touches a game. When you're getting four catches a game and when you're seeing 20 carries, which is what he was getting, basically that's like an extra 5-6 points per game, which is massive in this kind of format. So I really like Joe Mixon. I was actually hoping he fell to like the 412, which I guess was a little bit unrealistic. We have Diggs, and then you see the little run of tight ends. Kittle and Waller, I think both are absolute steals in this format. Jamar Chase, Tua, I was hoping Tua fell to me. And then Jordan is sitting on the clock again at the 411, and I wanted Zach Wilson bad. I was going to make these picks really quickly. It was going to be Zach Wilson, Travis Etienne. This motherfucker snipes me again. So Jordan has a very similar setup to me in terms of like team construction and team building strategy and whatever. And he just happened to have a better draft spot than me. So he gets Trey Lance instead of Justin Fields. He gets Zach Wilson instead of fucking Baker Mayfield because that's how snake drafts work. So he took a bunch of the guys that I actually wanted. He's got Zach Wilson. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck what people on Twitter think about Zach Wilson. I'm more concerned with the fact that they are building an offensive line around him. They are building with young, explosive weapons around him. And he was the 102 in the NFL draft. So objectively speaking, most of the numbers work towards Zach Wilson, not against him. And I think people need to start realizing that a little bit more. I took Travis Etienne here because, listen, young running backs, why the fuck not? By next year, hopefully Etienne is more of a factor on offense. Again, I'm not competing for this year, so as much as I don't like him in redraft as like a fourth round pick, fine with him in dynasty as a fourth round pick because he's got everything that a workhorse running back could bring to the table. And then Baker Mayfield at 5-1. I was like, I don't really know what to do here. There's no one I really wanted. I thought about trading this pick. thought about trading this pick, and because I don't know, I was like sitting here, and Davante Adams is still on the board, and I know Scott, I know you're very intrigued by this, and had my team, obviously that's a smash pick there. Had my team not been geared for like later years, he's already a 28-year-old wide receiver. Of course, if I hadn't gone, you know, with these young guys, Justin Fields, Kyle Pitts, Travis Etienne, Davante Adams is the obvious pick there, right? Because he can, in this format, full PPR, he can go absolutely nuts. But he makes no sense for me to draft him. I thought about drafting him and then trading him in like week 8 or 9 or 10 or something. So that's all that happened there. And I went with Baker. I just think like Baker, when you look at Baker's stats, let me pull up Baker's stats. Baker's not like a guy that I really, really love in this format. Baker, because he doesn't carry the ball a lot. It is 6 point per passing touchdown. So, with that being said, he's not the best in this format. But Baker would have had a much bigger year. He had that streak in the middle of the year. You see these games that were like 6-16, 10-7, were the really low scoring games. 122 passing yards, no touchdown. 132 passing yards, no touchdown. 204 yards, no touchdowns. If you make those his typical games of like 220 passing yards, 300 passing yards, and give him a couple scores, like you're looking at a pretty massive step up for Baker. You're probably looking at like 4,300 passing yards, 33 passing touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And we're like, okay, Baker took a nice step forward. And I expect Baker to continue to take a nice step forward. His passing schedule this year is very easy. So I don't see Baker's value going anywhere near lower than where I got him at the 5-1. So that was my Baker spiel. I don't know who has the most firsts in this draft. I think me and Jordan both have 2, maybe. That is my team. Let me pull up Tony's team. Tony went Kyler, Burrow, David Montgomery, Austin Eckler. I tell you what, I'm not really a fan of those running backs. Not in this format. We could bring up Senate's trash-ass team. Najee, Kamara, Metcalf, Brown, Chase. Pretty good fucking wide receivers. Not going to have any quarterbacks to play. But it is what it be. Let's move over to the second draft. So, listen, that draft was going way too fucking slow for me. And I was like, I want to play, bro. I want to draft. I want to make shit happen. I'm bored because everybody was taking like 6 hours on the clock, you know, getting down to an hour and 11 minutes. And I'm like, I can't do this, bro. I wanted to start the draft so I could fucking draft. Let's do this. So we put together another one in the Discord real quick. And before I know it, like, we didn't even talk about shit. We didn't vote on scoring settings. We didn't do fucking rules. We barely did. We did like half-ass rules. Before I know, the draft started at midnight last night. Started at fucking midnight last night. I didn't even know my draft pick. I got up this morning. I see Mahomes, Allen off the board. I'm sitting there at 103. My eyes cracked open. Like a fucking cracked an egg, and then my eyes cracked open. And I'm on the board. And I'm like, what am I doing here? I probably could have. I've never been in a league with any of these guys except for Senate. And I'm like really pissed that Senate got in this fucking league. I'm trying to spread my Nick juice around, and Senate just keeps getting in every fucking league. How about you let other people in, Senate? Stop being a bully. Just because I bully you doesn't mean you're allowed to bully other people. So I was at the 103. I easily could have traded back and probably got a lot of picks and a lot of shit here, but I wanted Christian McCaffrey. Say if I was sitting there at like the 106 and there was no quarterbacks I wanted on the board, or I was sitting at Senate spot at the 108, I would not have taken Barkley again. I would have moved that pick for sure. And Senate's full of shit because all he did was talk shit about the Barkley pick and then he takes him. So he could eat my ass. And this was the first 10 picks. This basically started this morning. So we're moving pretty quickly right now. We are on the 11 spot. And asking, why did you take Baker over Tanny? Yeah, that was another tough one. Here's the thing. If I'm not competing for this year, like, I know Tanny's not that old. He hasn't had that much starting experience, but he's also like 33 and Baker's 26. Julio's going to be great this year, maybe next year, but he's going to be gone after that. By the time I'm like starting to actually use Tannehill to make a championship run, I don't know what that roster is going to look like. I don't know how he's going to be, like 35, 36. I know he could play deep into his career, but like, it is what it be, you know? Yo, Senate, does your mom ever get angry when you just keep charging her credit card for Dynasty buy-ins? Like, serious ass question. I know it's Q and assault on me, but I want to assault you. Bitch, you know what I want. I think DaBaby's trying to trade you. I told you she's rich. I know, but like, how about you fucking get a job? Because you just keep donating money to these leagues because you're trash picks. How about you learn the value of money before you take Saquon at 108? All right, what else do we got here? Maz said, how do you like my team so far? Let me see what you got going on, Maz. Prescott, Dalvin Cook, what the fuck happened? Prescott, Dalvin Cook, Zeke. So you did not have a second, a fourth, and you will have a fifth. Do you have any futures? Did you get any futures out of moving up or down or whatever, Maz? I mean, you're definitely in win now position. Like, you might have two of the top three scoring fucking running backs here. And if Zeke pops off, there's probably a good chance Dak does too. So, I mean, you're setting yourself up for win now. I'm not sure what you have future wise. We got the fifth, two sixths. I think you're sitting pretty good. I mean, obviously very, very secure high end players there. Bosco. Allen at the two, nothing in the second. Clyde, Diggs, Ridley. I mean, I like those wide receivers. I find myself having a really tough time pulling the trigger on Clyde. He's another guy that sort of like Dobbins and Eckler. He makes me a little bit nervous in this format because he could be a 15-touch-a-game guy. You know, he might get 12 to 13 carries a game and four targets or so. So Clyde is a guy, you know, I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't feel great about him being my RB1. Maybe I'll feel okay about him being my RB1, but it's going to be tough to get like a secure RB2. But obviously the Josh Allen at the QB1 is really fucking nice. And here's the thing about getting a guy like Josh Allen is like, you could always move him for like Tannehill plus. You could move him for fucking Tannehill plus, you know, a running back or something like that. So you have a lot of flexibility when you have a guy like Josh Allen, which is why, thinking back on having the 101, I probably just should have taken Mahomes. Or with that 105, move that again, grab another future first or something, and really stack up for the future. But let's see. Who is the starting quarterback in Houston, Tyrod or Mills? I'd be really surprised if Tyrod's not the starter for like the first month of the season or so. I mean, they're going to do what like every team that Tyrod's ever been on. Put him in for a month, realize he's the most uninspiring dude and people can stop acting like he's a mobile quarterback. He's like fucking 38 years old. He runs for like 11 rushing yards a game now. I mean, he's going to be the starter there, but like he's not 26-year-old Tyrod. Like, look at his fucking rushing. I wish my computer worked when I was streaming because I would really like to show just how like this, because this has been like a narrative for so long. And I'm pretty sure Tyrod has like fewer rushing yards than Kirk Cousins. over the last like 7 years. When is Max going into the woods? Great fucking question. Probably sometime in July, if I had to guess. I totally forgot that was a thing. We also got to have our league meeting for E-Town Get Down. Summer's coming and going quick, bro. Hit the like button, fellas. Fucking factual. Hit the like if you're in here. Subscribe if you're in here. We're doing Dynasty and redraft content all summer. Make sure you go hop on Patreon. Patreon.com/BDGE. You get into the Cune Assaults. You get into our Discord. You could join BDD Dynasty Startup Leagues and fucking draft with these idiots that I'm drafting with. Feel that. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to compete or not, so he was the best running back choice there to keep me fluid. That's fair. What's going on with Landlord and Nerfball Gate? I mean, you guys pretty much saw up to date what was going on. I think Tony filmed that last... Tony filmed 90% of that vlog last night. He was up till 4 a.m. this morning. I woke up to a text from Tony. Actually, I just got a text from Tony, too. Just ran into Vibs. I don't know who that is. Someone from Barstool. Text from Tony at 4:05 a.m. this morning. Apologies in advance if the title or the thumbnail are amiss, but I'm sending it. We were out last night. Me, Steve, and Tony went to get Margs last night at like 10:30-ish. And then we both hit the subway afterwards. I was going uptown. He was going home to edit the vlogs. We didn't even start editing the vlog until like 11 p.m. last night. So he sent it at 4 a.m. So everything is like completely up to date on Nerfgate. I haven't heard or seen from the landlord. She was happy when I sent her the picture of the backboard being on the ground. She sent me smiley faces and thumbs up emojis. Not even sure she like understands what that means. So I don't know. What else we got? That's not good. I don't know what I just did. Zeke has to be the number one buy low right now. Yeah, I mean, listen, especially in a format like this where you're getting points per carry, like Zeke absolutely be a guy who pushes you to the point of a championship this year. If you're competing, Zeke is a guy that can be the last piece of the puzzle. T-Rock and NWP are stacked. Oh, I wanted to show Tyrod. That's where. Did he even play last year? Is he going to be on the top 50 list? No, he fucking played in like one game. That's right. Sorry, just give me a sec. I need to talk my shit about Tyrod. Great guy. Nothing against him, but I just like can't stand people being like, just get fucking Konami code quarterback Tyrod. Like, I can't, yo. There's nothing I hate more than like the term Konami code quarterback. I feel like people like using Konami code quarterback, saying let Russ cook, like I feel like people who do fantasy football think that those are personality traits, just like saying those things. It's like fucking feels like someone's playing the drums in my ear every time I hear it.
It's the Konami code cornerback. Me, 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 me.
Fuck you. Fuck you. All right, let's take a look. Finally, Jesus Christ. Last year, played in two games, seven rush. Oh, you guys can't see it with me on the screen. This is going to be good. Last year, seven rushing yards. 2019, seven rushing yards. 2018, 125 rushing yards. Anyone getting a fucking trend here? All right, he's only 31 years old. I would have thought he was 37 if you asked me. He's played in 14 games over the last 3 years, and he has 139 rushing yards. That is 9 rushing yards per game, if I do the quick math. Do you know how many fucking NFL running backs average 9 rushing yards per game? You can get sacked forward and average 9 rushing yards per game. Okay? Enough with the fucking Tyrod is a mobile threat, Konami code quarterback. He's just a bad passing quarterback that is old and doesn't run anymore. Okay? That is the last thing I'll say about Tyrod for the rest of my life. Konami code quarterback or laughing emoji. Why are you doing this? I'd rather have Cricket Wireless so my phone doesn't work and I can't listen to podcasts or get tech. Hi, frauds. How dare you? You're getting kicked out. You're getting put in timeout. This was a nice little Cuban assault. We got like no fantasy questions. It was beautiful. Except for, oh man, I'm going to fuck your name up. This might be the toughest name I've ever come across. Jaquadrius Henny. Any relation to Chad? Better pair in full PPR dynasty, Adams plus Evans or Diggs plus DJ Moore? Good question. My initial take is straight up, I would probably take Moore over Evans. Don't feel great about it, but in full PPR, I would take Moore over Evans due to the youth. I think Evans will be a little bit better this year, but I think Moore, I obviously like his longevity a bit more, having 3 or 4 years on Evans, maybe even more than that. Diggs and Adams, too, is like, you know, you obviously want Adams over anybody, but I think Diggs has the youth, and I think if you factor in the risk with Rodgers right now, I think they're about even. So for me, it's like a very slight edge to Diggs and Moore. Feels weird because they're not as like powerful as a name group, but I'd probably take Diggs and Moore in Dynasty. Won't feel good hitting accept though. What's the best no anyone's ever hit you with? It's a great question. I would love to be hit with a no from Zendaya. If she answered one of my DMs with a no, if I was like, yeah, let me do a light like startup dynasty draft with using Zbebe, and she was just like, no. That'd be nice. I don't know. People don't usually hit me with the big no's. On Twitter, I can't get rid of them now. Every time I tweet, there's 6 no's underneath it. It's pretty fucking disrespectful. It's a really powerful... At first, it started as a therapeutic thing, you know? When people just disrespect you, and I'm tweeting about like personal issues I have, and then the first thing underneath it is like, where do you have DJ Moore ranked in fucking standard rankings this year? I'm like, dog, I'm trying to fucking spill my heart out to you on Twitter, and you're hitting me with a DJ Moore questions? So then I hit him with a no. It's like very therapeutic. Lets him know that they're not in control, that I'm in control here. And now it's been turned on me. Every time I tweet, I'm just getting fucking no'd up left and right. So if I'm looking at threads of my tweets, I'm like, look at this guy getting absolutely dismantled by his own followers. Like, they're following him only to stab him in the back. It's a sick, twisted cycle that we're in here. Needed to get that off my chest. Sorry. Chill. 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 That makes me angry, too. I think I'm just generally a fucking really angry person, maybe. Senate just saying chill. I'm like, how about you chill with your mother's credit card? How about that? But you fucking chill with the CVC code. Fucking expiration date. And you chill with that. This is out of control. I've just been on the FF Today website for 40 minutes. Any picks being made? Let me guess. No. We should have just done 2-minute clocks for these. Michael Thomas going at the 5'8". Raptor just sitting there for hours. What about the other draft? Trevor Lawrence going at 110. All right, we already knew that, didn't we? How much did your Twitter interactions increase from no, though? Interactions? Interactions, I would say, are like, you know, interacting with one another. So, realistically, none. Capital fucking no in that none. So, we're not interacting with each other. We're just fucking saying no back and forth. Can someone please explain Konami code to me? Yeah, I think it was like a it was like a cheat code basically in an old video game. I'm not sure what game. Was it from Mortal Kombat? It was like a, you know, the Konami code was some sort of cheat code in some video game. So people call rushing quarterbacks like a cheat code basically. And it's just like, how many times can it be said? How many times? I feel like I'm always taking crazy pills. You know? What else we got here? All right, y'all. Well, we're at like 40 minutes. Does anyone have any actual questions they want me to answer? While I'm here, I'll stay on for another like 3 to 4 minutes, but that's about it. I need to shower. I need to eat. Maybe I'll grab a couple donuts. Maybe I'll play some fucking basketball in my living room. Start a riot today. Do 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 do. Nick, make sure to wear the blue light glasses, not F up your vision. Yeah, it's not. They're not necessarily for my vision. I usually put them on when it hits like the PM. Usually when it hits. In the PM, usually when it hits like 3 or 4 o'clock, I do it so it doesn't fuck with my sleep. And I want to make sure that I have enough time in front of the screen with them on. You know, nighttime is for the blue glasses, for the blue light. After midnight is for the strobe light. Do you know what I'm saying? Danny Dimes or Darnold? Give me Danny Dimes. I think they probably both have equally as good of a chance to not be a starting quarterback in the league next year. But I would take Dimes on his upside. I like what they're building around him. I'll always, when it's a mediocre quarterback, I'll always choose with what they're doing, the team is doing around the quarterback. Not trying to decipher whether or not I think Danny Dimes is more accurate than Darnold 16 yards down the fucking field. Who are you hoping falls to you for these next picks? Honestly, while I feel like I need to answer all the questions that you guys give me, I don't want to do that now because I've gotten sniped like 5 times already, and I don't want to give out. I can't be giving out like guys I like right now because that just it ruins any value that I can get, and everybody's gonna be fucking. Everybody's gonna be making trades or like trying to snipe my guys and then trade them to me for some fucking bullshit ass value. Favorite Beck spot in the city, bacon, egg, and cheese. I'm not like a bacon, egg, and cheese snob. I'll just fucking roll out whatever bodega happens to be within the least amount of footsteps. It's good by me. Honestly, most bacon, egg. Actually, that's a lie. I had a phenomenal bacon, egg, and cheese the other day, which I ordered through DoorDash. I want to say maybe Uber Eats. Let me find it. It was awesome. It was like some, it wasn't a pretzel bun, but it was definitely some artisanal type bun. Let's see. Sunday had to have, oh no, that's not it. I'm gonna find this for you because this was a bacon, egg, and cheese worth talking about. How long ago was this? Was it Dig? No. Oh, this was it. It's called the Egg Shop Soho. Egg Shop Soho. I got hash browns with bourbon ketchup and then just a bacon, egg, and cheese from there. Best bacon, egg, and cheese I've had for sure. Was not your typical BEC. Corey Davis, Mims, or Moore? Definitely Elijah Moore at this point. I mean, all the hype is there. He's got everything. He's got the production profile. He's got the athleticism. It's just, you know, seems like he's going to be a big time player in the league. Trying to get Zeke in another dynasty. I've offered Jacobs plus the 206, and he's not going for it. Is Jacobs plus the 109 too much? I don't think so, no. I don't think that's too much for Zeke if Zeke's going to be the thing that puts you over the edge. Here's the thing, like Jacobs's values is like plummeting quickly, and there are very, very few things that would make his value get back to where it was a year ago. Like his value is all, he was almost a first round startup pick last year, and he is nowhere near that now. What would it take for him to get back to a first round startup? Like, I don't think there's anything that could really happen. It would be like Drake would need to get hurt, and then Jacobs would have to somehow get 75 targets this year, 280. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think that's a big, I think that's something that I would consider doing, the Zeke part. Eggs are disgusting, basically eating a fetus. Clearly, someone hasn't tried eating a fetus before. Is Najee in for a Zeke Elliott rookie year? No, his efficiency is just going to be so bad. Zeke's rookie year, he was running behind, you know, like a top three offensive line. That's just not going to be the case for Najee. I don't know. I was looking back at some numbers, and I cooled down a little bit on Najee. I think he is still a low-end RB1, high-end RB2. I did want him in this league really badly because, again, volume trumps efficiency in this league format. And I think Najee's in for like 280 carries and probably like 50 to 60 targets. So those are going to be some big numbers here. But with Najee, I was looking back at some of the numbers. Can you like get off my screen with your picks? I was looking back at some of the numbers for the Pittsburgh running back group last year, and it's just like they didn't get any targets. They barely got any carries. I know it's not going to be the same now that they drafted Najee Harris in the first round, but like I just don't know if the offense lends itself to doing that, because you usually have to be a pretty successful offense. To have like a very good fantasy running back, unless you're like an elite talent, which is I like Najee Harris a lot, but he's not Saquon, he's not JT, nothing like that. What are you eating for lunch? I need inspiration. Wow, everything is just frozen, huh? This has just completely turned into a podcast. I fucking hate live streaming I hate New York City and its Wi-Fi. Dude, I'm really debating. Yeah, I might just suck it up and just go out and have margaritas. I might go get donuts from the coffee shop across the street. Or I might make something wholesome. It's going to be maybe 4 strips of bacon, 4 eggs, cut up some avocados, fry some onions, something like that, which is what I probably should do. So it's between those three things, something wholesome or a donut with holes in them or just margaritas. Not sure. Got to get business. Dude, everywhere I go, I just say, give me the best internet. Give me the most expensive internet you got and fucking run it. The live streams were working for like half a second, though. They worked last time. You know? Let me fuck around with this real quick and see what we got going on here. There you go, Codeine. See, this is why I'm your real uncle, not Cali Dog. Actually, me and Cali Dog are married, so we're both your uncle. Because you let me know that the microphone wasn't working. Wasn't twerking. Yeah, I know no sound. That's it, y'all. Patreon.com/BDG. I'll see y'all next Saturday, as well as tomorrow on Why You Yelling. I love you. I'm out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.